WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, our 101 segment discussed how storm surge values have been separated from the hurricane wind values in the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. So, what is storm surge? Storm surge is the abnormal rise of water generated by a storm, typically a hurricane or tropical storm, over and above the predicted astronomical tides. Storm tide is the water level rise due to the combination of storm surge and astronomical tide. On top of that, you can have wave action. This rise in water level can cause extreme flooding in coastal areas, particularly when storm surge coincides with normal high tide, resulting in storm tides reaching up to 20 feet or higher in some cases. Storm surge is produced as water is pushed toward the shore by the force of the wind moving cyclonically around the storm. The impact on surge of the low pressure associated with intense storms is minimal in comparison to the water being forced toward the shore by the wind. The maximum potential storm surge for a particular location depends on a number of different factors. Storm surge is a very complex phenomenon because it is sensitive to the slightest changes in storm intensity, forward speed, size of the storm or the radius of maximum winds, the angle of approach to the coast, the central pressure, and the shape and characteristics of coastal features such as bays and estuaries. The slope of the continental shelf also plays a role in the magnitude of the surge, since a shallow shelf will produce a greater storm surge than that produced with a steep shelf. Now, to forecast storm surge, meteorologists use a model that has been refined over the years, the SLOSH model. I'm going to avoid jokes about getting sloshed. Now, SLOSH stands for Sea, Lake, and Overland Surges from Hurricanes. This model is a numerical model developed by the National Weather Service to estimate storm surge heights resulting from historical, hypothetical, or predicted hurricanes by taking into account the atmospheric pressure, size, forward speed, and track data of each storm. But more on that in the next edition of WeatherBrains 101. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.